The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And time for radio in 5, 4, 3.
WTKA online at WTKA.com, live here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. It may look like, when I say look like, you're following us on our live stream on Ticket TV on WTKA.com. It's also streaming on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook Live, all of our video platforms this morning, because today is an annual tradition here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. Fantastic Friday. And Ira, great to be with you, my man. How you doing?
I am fantastic, Sam. How about that on Fantastic Friday? It's going to be a lot of fun. We always do this on the eve of the first home game of the season. Needless to say, we've never done this in October. Needless to say, we've never done this leading up to a Michigan State game, which should actually make the conversations that much more fun. But we have a great lineup for everybody today on this Friday. Fantastic Friday on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, and on Ticket TV. Good morning to the people watching on the stream. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to be joined by Greg Skrepinek and Jared Irons. We're also going to have a recruiting write-up in the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour, we'll still do our strategy preview, as there is a football game to get ready for tomorrow. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by the TV play-by-play voice of the game tomorrow. That is Gus Johnson. And then we're also going to talk to John Colasar. That's in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And then Fantastic Friday continues all day. Steve Clark is hosting 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. He's going to be joined in the 10 o'clock hour by Zoltan Mesko and our friend Greg Dooley from mvictors.com for another history lesson. In the 11 o'clock hour, he's going to be joined by Doug James, Jeff Cohen, and Dr. Eric Mays. In the 12 o'clock hour, he's going to be joined by Jim Brandstetter and Leroy Horde and also Matt Elliott as well. And then Miz and I are going to be on from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. And in our hour, I'm not going to say a word, I don't think, for the entire hour. Miz is going to have John Navarre, Devin Gardner, and then Randy and Jason Sklar. And we're going to get the Sklar brothers' take on the early goings of the Michigan football season. And then Jamie Morris takes over for an extended version of the M Zone starting at 2 p.m. all the way until 6 p.m. He's going to be joined by Jumbo Elliott, Mark Messner, Jared Bunch, John Wengler, Bob Thornblade. It's going to be a great day. Most of these guests will be joining us on video, so people will be able to see the faces of our guests when they join us here today, most of them. But when they don't, it's okay, because they'll be on the phone. It's going to be a great day on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, and on Ticket TV. It is going to be a fantastic Friday leading up to what should be a really fun Michigan football Saturday tomorrow, Sam.
Yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. It is, you know, it's always fun, right? Michigan State week. But I can't tell you how disappointed I am in the Spartan fan base. You have had a fan base for the better part of a decade that have crowed, that have acted like they are part of the college football elite. So the moment they see a sign of adversity, a hint of reality, all of that crowing, all of that talk, it just dissipates. It disappears. Where are you? What happened to pride comes before the fall, Ira? What happened to where's the threat? Where are the Spartans? What happened? You would think that somebody somewhere would have some pride. They would have some sort of intestinal fortitude, some kind of support for Mel Tucker in this year, which you know is going to be very difficult this first time around. Now, it par for the course for Sparty. I think Sparties are front runners typically. That's just my take. They're doing nothing to take away that belief in me. I would like to hear from some Sparties sometime. Show me some hint, some sign of life, some ray of hope or confidence that their team could come within a few touchdowns of Michigan in this game. But I'm not getting it so far, Ira.
Oh, it's very quiet, Sam. It's definitely really quiet. And it's not necessarily surprising, because as you said, they are very good at front running, and that's fine. They'll be quiet, and they're going to stay quiet, and they're going to have to take it. And they're going to have to keep taking it, because just because you're quiet doesn't mean other people aren't going to say something to you. And, I mean, Sam Webb on Michigan State Saturday, there's nothing quite like Sam Webb on MSU Saturday. So we're going to give Sam some moments. Now, Sam, maybe it's going to be early, right? It's 8 to 11 a.m. tomorrow for the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff. You're going to be inside your house. So you might want to have a preparatory talk with Noah and a preparatory talk with Quincy and explain to them that MSU game day Daddy Sam is coming out, and they may hear some interesting things. They're going to be asking you, Daddy, what is a hobo or what is timeshare? Or they're going to be asking you about, you know, indigestion and all kinds of things. So you just might want to prepare them and maybe create a glossary, like a list of all the things that you might say so that they'll understand.
Well, look, my middle son, Quincy, he got it honest. He is a trash talker extraordinaire. I just got to make sure that he understands that trash talking is a two-way street. See, my kids are going to get that. They're going to understand that. My oldest, he doesn't talk a whole lot of trash at all, but Quincy is, he does it like me. All right. Now, what I understand, though, is when you talk and things don't go your way, you show up. You come back, you let them know it. I'll take my medicine. Michigan State doesn't do that. All of a sudden, the world starts spinning on its axis, and they want to act like all that talking they did for all those years didn't occur. Now, what did I say? What have I been saying for years about Michigan State? You brought it up, Ira, and I think my words were prophetic. Now, I told you, I want to say it was maybe 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. I said Michigan State's program, what they are the personification of, what they look like. Michigan State is the hobo that hit the lottery, is what I said. Did I not say that 3-4 years ago? Michigan State is the hobo that hit the lottery. You know they don't deserve to be here. You know they're out of place. They happened to show up, got a little lucky, fortuitous bounce, right? You know, you play the lottery, Michigan lands on Rich Rodriguez. Program goes down. This happens at a time where a new coach comes into Michigan State. You get some recruits. You have some success on the field. To their credit, they invested well. They got some prospects that helped them ride to glory like we haven't seen in Michigan State in my lifetime. But I told you, there was always going to be an adjustment. There was always going to be that moment where Olden Polynice looks in the mirror. That's like Michigan State. Who is Michigan State? I mean, look, Olden Polynice was the NBA player, right? He played in the NBA. Olden Polynice was a first-round draft pick. Did you know that? Did you know Olden Polynice was a first-round draft pick? He was a first-round draft pick. So he was in the NBA. He was a, you know, a big man, a guy who was regarded for his defensive prowess. I'm telling you, Olden Polynice is the personification of Michigan State. But you know what happened with Olden Polynice? You know, when the lights came on and the career was over, it's like, man, wait a minute. I don't really stack up with the Akeem Olajuwons and the Patrick Ewings of the world. And when the ladies saw the light turn on and the career was over, it's like, all those years that I was going out with Olden Polynice, I don't know. Because I don't know if you – look, no disrespect to Olden Polynice, but, you know, he's not going to get the, you know, GQ Man of the Year. He's not going to be on the cover of Ebony. As if they did Ebony, but you get my point. He's not gonna be winning many, you know, handsome pageants. That's not gonna be Olden Polynice.
I thought you were gonna bring up Sam Cassell. So far, we had saved Sam, but I'm gonna bring Sam into this one too.
Olden Polynice. But I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to tap into Michigan State's identity, right? Defensive prowess, you know, tough-minded, physical. That was Olden Polynice. But Olden Polynice was also, like I said, when you turn on the lights, like, damn, man, Olden, shoot. You know, Olden Polynice, part of Olden Polynice playing defense was just looking at you.
Tyrone Hill.
He just look at you like, ah, damn, I don't think I want to go to the basket on Olden. This man is putting a hurt on my eyes, is what you would say. That's me. Tyrone Hill, too. You're right, philanthropy. Tyrone Hill, Sam Cassell, these are examples of individuals who, when they're born, their moms looked at them and said, damn.
Sam, I saw George Mirosan in a Bullets locker room, so I've seen the worst of the worst, okay?
So you get, but you're getting my point.
I'm there with you.
My point. I mean, they're NBA players. You know, in many first round draft picks, some of these guys that we're talking about. But is Olden Polynice really up there? Just in our lifetime, his era of basketball, is he really up there with Akeem the Dream? Is he really up there with Patrick Ewing? Is he really up there with David Robinson? Is he really up there with any of those guys? Even though he was a first round draft pick, longtime NBA player, defensive prowess, all those things, he's in the fraternity, but he's not on the panel. He's not on the dais. He's not one of the leaders. That's Michigan State. So I try to, for years, to get them to adjust to reality. Tried to get them to adjust to the understanding that, hey, man, this is a temporary state. You know, sometime this candle is going to burn out. At some point, Michigan is, as far as the relevance here in the state on the recruiting trail, it's going to show back up. And that adjustment period has come. And now not only is Michigan State catching it on the chin from Michigan, I mean, Ira, Michigan State can't even beat Cincinnati for recruits. I mean, they used to go into Ohio and get the guys that Ohio State didn't want. They can't do that anymore. So they're getting beat for Cincinnati, getting beat for Ohio recruits in by Cincinnati. They're getting beat for Michigan recruits by Kentucky. It's like, man, what are you going to do? Mel Tucker got dealt a bad hand. This is when you need to rally the troops. This is when, you know, you go and prop Sam Cassell up. Now, I'm going to stop holding the mirror up to Olden Polynice this morning. Because, you know, for years, Michigan State was like Olden Polynice in a house with no mirrors. Have no idea the hurting they're putting on people's eyes. Have no idea what they really look like. Suddenly, they realize, damn, I look like Olden Polynice. And they don't know how to handle it. I've been trying to tell you for years, you're Olden Polynice. How many times? Somebody Google Olden Polynice and tell me if that does not demonstrate to you, does not look to you like, oh, yeah, this really is a good manifestation of Michigan State. I would say. So here's the deal. After this game is over, I'm going to make a promise to Michigan State people, because I know I've been going hard in the paint. I know I've been laying it on thick for the last few years. After Michigan unleashes this bloodletting, I won't take it past Monday. I won't take it past Monday. I will stop. I will lay down arms. You know, we will make sure that we offer some more of our consultation that we offered earlier this week. In case you missed it, you know, Michigan State, we talked about it earlier this week. They've been selling to recruits the branding potential of the Spartan S. What do they call it? The Block S, Ira? The Spartan helmet, whatever you want. They've been selling that branding power. Now, I thought it was a ridiculous notion to begin with, that you would put this up against Michigan. Of all the programs in the, there are a few programs in the country that you would put on par with Michigan as far as branding potential is concerned. Michigan State ain't one of them. So to raise that profile, to make that be a thing that you put in front of recruits when you got Michigan right down, it's like, what do you think? Who came up with this plan? This doesn't seem too bright. I mean, what are we thinking? How does this work? How does this work for you, Olden? How do you walk into a room with Denzel and think you're going to pull the lady, Olden? How does that work? What made you think that's going to work for you? Olden Polynice, Denzel. Denzel, Olden Polynice. Did anybody see the difference? I see the difference, Ira. That's Michigan and Michigan State. But see, here's the thing. Olden can still make it work. We said that. I mean, look, you could put a suit on Olden. You know, you can kind of turn the lights down. You can kind of hide some of the flaws. And so we didn't, you know, maximize what works for you. And that's what we did earlier this week when we said to Michigan State, look, as bad as you look, as terrible as you were on the football field, and as bad as we think you are, I've been saying doo-doo on a stick is kind of the metaphor for how Michigan State looked. And so what did I say? I said, hey, lean into that reality. Lean into that existence. You can use that. That can be beneficial to you as a part of your brand. And so I said, you know, I've heard a few comments from Spartans about it. Just a few, Ira, just a few. But I thought we were doing them a service when I said we came up with some products. I said, hey, Spartan spreaders for spreading that manure evenly and efficiently. I threw that one out there. You came with the Spartan urinal cakes. That one works as well. Come leaning into this identity. I said Spartan draws. Remember Spartan dogs? This ought to be, it ought to roll off the tongue. Spartan draws. Think about it. How many pair of underwear do you throw out? Don't you throw out a bunch of underwear? I throw out underwear. I mean, everybody throws out underwear all the time. Think about repurposing draws. You put a Spartan brand on it, sell it all over again. Spartan draws. Spartans will buy Spartan draws, I think. Spartan dogs, Spartan draws. It works. You know, kind of use the muscle memory as far as the branding is concerned. And then I said, hey, you know, you want to diversify? You want to expand the branding potential, even though, you know, you're looking like dude on the stick. There's some avenues there. There's some places you could go. And I said, hey, weed emporiums are across this state. Lean into that too. You can take advantage because weed emporiums, they don't like weed with seeds. And then you got people out there that can't afford the good weed. So market weed with seeds to the discount weed shopper. Put a Spartan brand on it. Call it a day. You can make, Ira, we came up with an awesome marketing plan for Michigan State. So think about it. See, you see this olive branch moment I'm having with Michigan State? You see how much I care about the green and white? This is me understanding that when you realize after all these years, first round draft pick, getting back to Olden Pollinies, all these years you played in the NBA and you get done, you're like, damn, man, that's really nothing I can do about this. I can't change the idea. There's nothing that fixes how this looks. Olden Pollinies, Sam Cassell, George Mirazai. It's like, damn, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do to fix that. I understand how tough that is. So I'm a little sensitive to that. I want to help, you know, the Spartan fan base deal with reality after Michigan beats the brakes off of them on Saturday. So we're going to have fun all day today. I am going to stop with the I told you so's past Monday. I told you, Andrew Myers. Give me Andrew Myers' comment. Give it to me, Ira. That's right. I did say that a couple years ago. I said Michigan State is the bootleg Becky. Michigan State is the fake Lionel. Does that mean for all these years? What did I mean by that? Look, you guys will realize over time that these analogies really apply. These analogies really apply. Think about it. When the Jeffersons came on, you had Michael Evans playing Lionel, and all was right with the world. That's how it should be. That's how it is. And then the next time you came back, it's like season 3, season 4. Who the hell is this playing Lionel? Who is this person? That's not Lionel. That's fake Lionel. Then you came back around in season 6 or 7, and the real Lionel came back, and you realize, oh yeah, that was the fake Lionel. Same thing with Becky. You watch Roseanne, you say, you saw Becky for a number of years. Then who the hell is this? Who is this person showing up pretending to be, acting like they're Becky? You had to wait for the real Becky to come back to realize, yeah, that was bootleg Becky. And that's what's going on with Michigan State. Think about it. Yeah, you think about college football, the elites, the blue bloods, Michigan, a part of that. Disappear for a few seasons, and this bootleg version of it comes in, and you know, you watch, but you're like, man, it's just not the same. It's just not the same. Who is this? This is not the real Lionel. It's not the real Becky. Then the real Lionel and the real Becky shows up. You say, yeah, that's right. Bootleg Becky, fake Lionel, get them out of here. I'm telling you, they apply. All of these analogies work. And I think it's fitting. Michigan State, they deserve at least an ounce of our vengeance, of our wrath, for losing their place for all those years. We're going to give it to them just a little bit. And at the same time, we're going to offer a few olive branches. We're going to have some fun with former Wolverines coming on, talking about the, you know, their days in the rivalry. We're going to see what they think about this year's Michigan State team. We're going to see what they think about the ideas that we offered Michigan State for, you know, the branding potential. Because all these schools are going to have to think about, you know, the opportunities that are afforded their student athletes. While they won't be, you know, they won't be facilitating these ideas and deals, you will be talking to young men about the, and women, about the potential, which Michigan State's already doing. And you got a young man that's set to make a decision here coming up on November 9th. One of the primary guys that they were selling the branding potential to was a young man by the name of Rayshon Benny. He's going to be announcing his decision on CBS Sports, on CBS HQ on November 9th. And they told Rayshon the branding power of Michigan State. It could work, Ira. I mean, I'm not necessarily with Rayshon, but I'm just saying branding in general could work if you focus it in the right places. And I just gave you, I mean, it may not be all of the great things that we talk about with Michigan, the great things that you could slap a brand on with Michigan, but there are still some opportunities with Michigan State. We laid out a ton of them. It could work. You know, go tell them, yes, you could sell some Spartan draws, sell some, you know, some used underwear. There's a market for that. I think it's fitting for Spartans to sell used underwear. So here's the deal. We need a break. 6:31 on a Friday morning. We have a slate of great guests coming up on today's show. 12 hours of Michigan football. And I would like for you, if you can locate any Sparties, I think maybe I got one response, Ira. I don't know what it's been like for you for the past few days. Everything that we've said or I've said about Michigan State this week, typically I would go on my timeline and there's just, you got Michigan State people getting beside themselves. It's just going, it's just getting all, just all indignant. And they just, oh, I can't believe you said this about Michigan State. It's just so arrogant. And this is just terrible that it's just poor sportsmanship. And you got to be kidding. They just get all bent out of shape. They don't know how to have fun with it. That's another way that you know that this is fake. This is fake. They don't belong. You can't even take a joke. You can't even ride with the barbs back and forth. They just, they're so caught up, all caught up in their feelings. And that's another reason why, you know, they don't necessarily belong. But you would think that there would be some pride, some presence during the week. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Where are you? Where are the Spartans? Where did you go? Where are you hiding? Why won't you show? Gotta be kidding me, man. This is what happens When Spartans face adversity. It's like you turn the lights on and the rats scurry, and the roaches scurry. That's what it's like. Spartan fans like roaches. They all scattered, man. When the lights are dim, they're all around, hovering, crawling all over the place. Turn on the lights, the rats scurry, the roaches scurry. Spartan fans acting like roaches this morning. Not just this morning, this week, Ira. It's going to be this way all season. Spartan fans, where are you? What happened? Pride comes before the fall, man. What happened, Ira?
They fell.
Good grief. We got to get to a break. Joshua A. Gibson, Michigan State starters enter the transfer portal. Over or under 10, Ira, Monday morning after Saturday's game. Over or under. We're going to get into that as well. A lot to get to on today's show. You can always give us a call. We're going to have the phone lines open as well at 734-998-1050. We're going to have a ton of fun with a lot of former Wolverines. 12 hours of Michigan football here on Fantastic Friday. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.